31 years ago today, several floors of the L'Ambiance Plaza in Bridgeport, Connecticut collapsed and killed 28 construction workers and injured 22 people. Today, the city of Bridgeport honored those who died at a memorial near the site where their names are engraved. State and local officials were there, as well as union members who lost colleagues in the disaster.
My name is Lewis Holland. They call me Buddy.
Okay.
I'm a retired iron worker from Local 424, New Haven, at the time North Haven now.
Holland was scheduled to report to the site on Monday, April 26, 1987, and he never made it there. The building collapsed the Friday before. Holland looks at the memorial to workers who were there that day, including his partner from his apprenticeship program.
It hurts. It hurts to see all those names, but when you are close to some of the names, it hurts. And then you have to ask yourself, you know, why did it happen, first of all, and why was my name not there? It would have been a bad day for my family.
Ebong Udama remembers that day, too. He was at the scene reporting for the Connecticut Post. He's now WSHU's senior political reporter. Ebong, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Take us back to the moment when you first heard about the accident.
I don't remember when I first heard about the accident. I know when I first heard the sound of the collapse. I was in the newsroom. It was early afternoon. And all of a sudden, there was this really loud sound, like an explosion. And from State Street, where the Connecticut Post was located at the time, we had windows that you could look out, and you could actually see L'Ambiance Plaza, and you could see there was a lot of smoke, it seemed, rising from the building. And, of course, the photographers were the first to run out. And I think about 4 o'clock, I was dispatched to go out to the site. And we had round-the-clock reporters covering the scene.
This was a really big story, you know, for you at the time as a young reporter with the Connecticut Post. This was a national story.
This was my first national story, the first national story I ever worked on. And, you know, by Sunday when I got there, there were satellite trucks all over the place. There were so many reporters.
And you followed this event, you know, from start to finish to the aftermath of it. What happened? Were there any changes put in place because of this?
Well, we can start first from the construction. It was a unique construction technique that was used. It was called the lift slab. It was a 16-story building, and each floor was laid on the ground. Basically, the workers would pour the concrete on the ground, and then they'd raise each floor up with what were called hydraulic jacks. And then the slabs would get fastened to the steel columns. So I think they had gotten to about the 7th floor when all of a sudden it collapsed on itself with workers on floors below. That's why the death toll was so high.
And was anyone held responsible for this in any way?
Well, there was initially OSHA had a moratorium on this kind of building construction. And there was a study done, but eventually the federal prosecutor in Connecticut recommended no charges be filed. They didn't have enough evidence to bring any type of claim against the construction company.
For you personally, this was also a story that, as a young reporter, affected you in your career because you got arrested covering this event.
First and only arrest as a reporter. My first and only arrest, as a matter of fact. What happened was initially, the first day we got to the construction site, the reporters could move around freely because it was mainly local reporters who were covering the event that day. I took a day off and came back on Sunday. By then, it was a national story. There were satellite trucks. There were reporters from all over. And Bridgeport Police was pretty much a local police department that had never handled any event on this level before. And I got arrested for crossing the street to try to get to the site. I was telling the police officer that I was a reporter, and he didn't want to hear that. I said, look, let me pull out my ID and show you. And he said, no, turn around, put your hands behind your back. And he cuffed me and took me downtown.
Were you surprised at all coming from Nigeria?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. When my father heard that I had been arrested, he called me and he said, look, if you're going to be arrested in America, you might as well come home to Nigeria. But anyway, all the reporters that were arrested, we got the charges dismissed because we threatened to sue the police department.
So looking at this from a wider view, was there any outcry when there weren't any criminal charges brought against the construction company?
Yes, there was a lot of anger, especially from the unions who were involved and the families. But it actually did bring more focus on safety of the LIFSAB technique. And even though the moratorium was over in 94, I don't see too many construction sites using that technique anymore.
Ebong Udama is WSHU's senior political reporter. He was talking with us about his time reporting for the Connecticut Post 31 years ago today when several floors of the L'Ambiance Plaza in Bridgeport, Connecticut collapsed and killed 28 construction workers and injured 22 people. Ebong, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Dan.